Let's kick off another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast, where Brendan Bussman and Brant Eyden march down the field on key political, legislative, and regulatory developments in the gaming sector. As these titans square off on the issues facing the industry, this podcast highlights the current opportunities and challenges for expansion and reform. Let's see what the game plan is for this episode of the World Series of Politics.
Welcome back to the World Series of Politics podcast. I'm your host, Brant Eyden, with my fellow friend and friend. I was going to say fellow Flintstone. What was it that Barney Rubble and Fred used to go to where they used to wear the horns? Remember when Barney would walk into the, It was like the Elks, it was like the, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, I know, it was the Buffalo Club or whatever it was.
But, it was the Buffalo Club, maybe that's what it was. Anyway, welcome to my good friend Brendan Bussman is in the Buffalo Club today.
Well, as you remember from our last episode, when you had your Mafia shirt on and you were dared to wear that, I challenged my friends in Buffalo to send me stuff, and this is what I got. So
well, that's a good. They delivered. They absolutely delivered. Show the audience what they sent your dog as well. This is great.
I even have a where's this at here? I even have a bandana for my dog that will go on. You know, it is full on Bills Mafia as we look towards this week against the Broncos. So, you know, I'm all in.
I like him against the Broncos. You know, good luck to the Broncos, but the Bills are looking great. And I am pushing, as you know, I am pushing for that Rust Belt Super Bowl. I want the Lions Bills in it. I think it'd be a great Super Bowl. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
What is on the agenda today? We're talking about ice, and it's a it's a completely different ice with our good friend. It's the same but new, I should say. With our good friend Stuart Hunter. Thanks for coming back on the World Series of Politics here. And we've got a change in venue this year along the way here. So, what, you know, talk about how the excitement's building for Barcelona from leaving London after so many years.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Really good to be back here. Good to see you both. Yeah, I think like everyone, we've just had that little Christmas break, little New Year break, and then all of a sudden it stumbled right upon us, and we're you know, it's happening now. Week and a half away. It's just crazy. I can't believe we're here already. We got teams already on site, build up started, so it's very real. I think you know, we went through the process of looking at where I should be for the future and kind of evaluating its sort of next 5 to 10 year journey. And that was 18 months, 2 years ago. And you just click your fingers. And right now we're about to open up our first event in Barcelona. So really, really exciting, really new, really fresh. Like you said, you know, very much the same fabric and same DNA as the event. It's always been a hugely successful show for the industry, but we've just taken the opportunity now to give it a little bit of a Spanish flair and just, you know, take it for a spin and see where we go with it. But it's really, really exciting. I can't wait for everyone to see it.
And what do you estimate, Stuart, from, you know, I know the breakdown in terms of the numbers you're looking at for the attendance, but what do you think from U.S. side, European side? I mean, what are you anticipating in terms of holistically where we're going to see folks come from this year?
So I think we are definitely, you know, any move of this type is obviously going to throw out some different opportunities. And I think we're definitely seeing increased attendance. Obviously, we've still got 10 days to go, so I'm only giving you analysis on today's data, but we're definitely seeing an increase across all our kind of key regions. So US is definitely up. We're seeing increases across all predominant European continental regions. We're definitely seeing an up on India, across Asia, across Latin America. So that all of our strategy about being a truly global show is absolutely coming to fruition, which is really exciting. We obviously expected a slight, perhaps, reduction in UK attendees. That was always an obvious one when you migrate a show away from where it's down the street for somebody. But what we're seeing there is still a very, very strong UK attendance. It'll still be our strongest single nation attendance. So far, yeah, we couldn't be more pleased, really. We're seeing some really exciting new numbers coming out of India. We're seeing some really new exciting numbers coming out of the UAE. So all of those kind of proposition about where we set out and where we would hope to be at this stage are all being delivered. So far, so good.
I attribute all those numbers out of the UAE to Brendan, by the way.
Agreed, me too.
There you go. There you go.
I was going to use it as a good segue to talk about some of the things you have, not just on the show floor, which we can talk about here, but let's talk about some of the educational things, because obviously there are a few sessions on UAE, but it seems this year that it's a much more diverse palette offering, not just what you have in the world regulatory briefing, but even in the workshops that you have subsequently on the Tuesday and Wednesday.
Diglo, it can never be done justice talking about the breadth of subject matter that's being covered at ICE. And I certainly wouldn't do any justice describing it. But what I would say is that the team every year, we look back and reflect on the 24 show, which the feedback we got was the content was some of the strongest we've ever put out there. I think we pride ourselves on ICE on trying to get to speakers and to experts on subject matter that are really hard to get hold of. And I think we achieved that. And I think the team have gone even further for 25 to really kind of explore how we can present all of the topics that are of interest to the gaming industry right now. And of course, there are loads. AI pops up everywhere, cybersecurity pops up everywhere, legal gambling pops up. All these kind of conversations that are really critical and important, you'll find that well covered in our conference sessions. But the types of speakers I hope that we are presenting everyone is really going to kind of set the conversation and the dialogue in the right tone. We've got a really good spectrum, and I just without doing it justice, just it sounds a bit boring, but just get on the website, have a look at the subject matter we've got, because there is absolutely something there for everyone. And I think we always pride ourselves in leading the conversation with ICE, and I hope we've achieved that this time. But it'll be for our attendees to give us that verdict.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, this is the largest gaming show in the world. And, it's just, I'm disappointed, as Brendan has been beating up on me, Stuart. I'm not going to be able to attend this year. I am disappointed about that. But, as I looked at some, of course, I scrolled through the website, a bit of jealousy there going, oh man, look at all the great stuff I'm missing out on. That there's a great session, and again, I always highlight the US stuff. Brendan also beats me up about that, but there's going to be a great session on taxes. Everybody knows that I talk taxes to death around here. I know that there's a really good session on that. I know that you've got some great stuff on LATAM. That's what everybody's talking about right now. And I think that those are going to be a couple, in my opinion, as I sort of looked at it, I think it's going to be very well attended, but I think that there's going to be a couple of those that I think people are really drilling down on. Right now in the US, they're talking taxes in every state. LATAM is at the top of everybody's, agenda when we're talking about new markets and what new markets look like. And I think that those are going to be very, very well attended. And I think you guys have done just an amazing job putting this detail and thought process into what our attendees are going to be looking for this year. I mean, and Brendan, I know that you worked on that as well, so.
Well, go ahead, Stuart.
I was just going to say that one of the first keynotes we launched out there was Vicente Fox, ex-president of Mexico, under that kind of guise of Latin America and the opportunity explosion there, and the balance between setting up regulation alongside the improvements to the economy with all of those things. So that was one of the first ones we went out with, which is a kind of first time we've had an ex-president at ICE. So that's really exciting to see that come together, because you're totally right. Latin America is a real interesting perspective for the industry. We are seeing really huge growth, even from London. But ICE has always attracted the Latin American industry. I think the brand and the management team over the years have done a really great job to showcase ICE to that sector, and just say, look, as you're learning and developing, use ICE as that platform for you to come and meet the movers and shakers of the industry. And I think even more so now, as it's becoming more real for that geo, they're using ICE. So we're seeing great attendance there, and looking forward to seeing Vicente Fox as one of the keynotes. But there are obviously many that are going to be talking with some authority in that space.
I want to just see the Johnny number five keynote as well, because It's a little old school for those of us, but going, wow, I remember him. So I'm curious to see what that also brings along the way, as opposed to just Vicente Fox and some of the others. You know, one of the things that also makes ice so special is it brings every supplier, vendor, stakeholder to the table. What are people going to look at on the floor that's different from when we were at Excel? And obviously, it's a completely different show floor. I was on the phone with earlier today with one of your colleagues, and I'm like, I'm not going to know where anybody's at because I always knew N5 was so and so, and you know, S12 was down here, and you know, this is where payments were. How am I going to find my way around? Because everybody's going to be moved around, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. So just on your previous comment on Johnny Five, you know, to build up our list of I guess VIPs attending the event alongside speakers, you got an 80s movie icon or 90s movies icon. I think it was late 80s. We've got boxing champions, we've got UFC champions, we've got movie stars, we've got chess grandmasters, we've got sports stars from every vertical. It's a real kind of kaleidoscope of people leading their craft that are going to be descending on ice. World-class DJs, the list is endless, really. So it's really exciting. And I think Johnny Five having in there will be a bit of fun. He's going to be popping up in various VIP events. So definitely look out for him. In terms of your question around what's on the trade show floor, I think that's the exciting part, even for us as organizers. So many product launches are kept under wraps. You know, even with our team that are, account manage all our brands, they all like to be fairly kind of mysterious at this point. What we tend to see is we get ideas of some of the direction they're going, but also we get some ideas, and obviously we sign off some of their complex builds that they're doing. And I have to say, each year I'm just amazed by the level of investment and creativity that the industry puts out there. You know, we very much talk about ICE now as at the forefront of the tech industry, the forefront of the entertainment industry. And certainly when you combine those two things together, you get some of the most impressive stand builds. I think ICE will be the best version yet ever of the industry presenting itself. So I'm really excited to see that come across. But you know, it's widely known that ICE, a lot of our customers use ICE for product launches. I think last year we had something like 10,000 separate product launched in 24. I'm anticipating it to be a similar number in Barcelona. In terms of finding it all, I think we got the opportunity this year because we've had a blank canvas with moving to Barcelona to almost sort of look at the show and layout and say, look, how do we want to work that customer journey? And we did a lot of research when we approached that. And I think what we found is because the event is so big, and I guess a lot of people will know it, but those that don't know it, if you say for something like I don't know, that one of the big shows in the US, G2E, for example, it's probably five or six times the size of G2E, just to give you a bit of a context. So it's a really big show. And when we were in London, because it organically grew over a good few years, I guess a little control lost in terms of where things were positioned from a sector perspective. So if you wanted to speak to two customers, you might have to do a 40-minute walk between that. And that's not a great, efficient, and enjoyable part of your time. So we've been able to sectorize the show in Barcelona. We've got halls dedicated to marketing affiliates. We've got halls dedicated to sports betting. We've got halls dedicated to brands in the land-based sector, to esports, to payments technology. So it's much clearer now. If you have a specific need for a product and service in a sector, then it's going to be easier for you to navigate there. If you just have an interest, let's say, for example, just pure play land-based, or want to meet those suppliers in the land-based industry, then you are going to be spending most of your time in one of the halls in the show. So you'll have a more intimate experience. You don't have to tread 25,000 steps to do the whole show. Obviously, there are plenty of people that will be doing that, and the industry is way more. Definitely. And that the industry is much more omni-channel now than it ever was. So, but we hope we've designed it in a way where it's easy for people to find what they need to get to and how they get there. The venue is a world-class venue, so it lends itself to that, definitely.
Well, look, I am
Hey.
disappointed that I'm not going to make it. I know that Brendan and I do have a show plan though. So for the listeners out there, I will be stateside here. Brendan will be there. He will be updating live. And by the way, and so I won't be there, but our good friend Fred Flintstone will be. And I looked this up while we were on, and it is the meeting of the great water buffalo, by the way.
Water
And there is a
buffalo. It
buffalo.
is the
And by the
one.
way, doesn't this like this is great?
It's
Brendan
spinning news.
Bussman, Fred Flintstone, the great water buffalo. It is a great hat. Brendan, first off, thank you. We always appreciate it. Have a wonderful show. Brendan, any final words before we wrap up?
I was going to say the only thing that we're going to miss besides the water buffalo hat and the Winston's commercial that Fred Flintstone always reminds me of, which is one of the greatest commercials ever, is it, Stuart ran through that whole agenda and he forgot to mention what would have capped it, which was having one of the top 25 of 2025, namely Brant Iden being a part of that.
No,
But,
what a guy. What a guy. Well, that is.
I'm just thankful that Stuart didn't bring up any aerobatic acts or anything else that may be launching into the big scheme of things. So,
Well, and a
but,
big shout out to my good friends at IGB for that accolade. I appreciate it. I've now got a lot to live up to in 2025 with that sort of thing. So thank you very much. But Stuart, again, thanks for joining the show. We're going to wrap things up there. Have a great time at ICE, gentlemen. And this has been another episode of the World Series of Politics podcast with Brant Iden and Brendan Bussman.
you've been listening to the World Series of Politics podcast with Brendan Bussman and Brant Iden. We'll be back soon for the next coin flip. This has been an IGB production. For the latest news, views, analysis, and data on the global gaming industry, head to igamingbusiness.com.